I'm going to mention something within the realm of halacha with regards to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's a nuanced halacha, but it's pretty straightforward. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Tavkuf Pei Beis, even though during the rest of the year, mispalin belachash, that when it comes to davening Shemoneh Esrei, we have to daven quietly, but Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, noagin lomar bekol ram. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you actually daven out loud. And ulahatos lochashinan, we're not worried that you might cause someone else to make a mistake. Kevin shemitzin biyadim machzorim. Since everybody has a machzor, we're not so worried that someone's going to make a mistake. Which means that if that's the reason, and then the rest of the year, we have to daven quietly because it's going to cause other people to make a mistake. Now, this is actually a debate within Kabbalah and Halacha, how you daven Shemoneh Esrei. Should you daven so you should be able to hear yourself make a sound? Or should you daven to the extent that you're saying the words, but you cannot even hear it? That tefillah, that Shemoneh Esrei is so sublime, so powerful, so lofty, that it doesn't even exist in the physical realm that you should actually be able to hear it. So this is actually a debate, how a person should daven Shemoneh Esrei. But the Shulchan Aruch clearly says that in Rosh Hashanah, that's not affected. In Rosh Hashanah, you should do it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the reason being, because of the fact that gives a person greater kavana. You have greater kavanah, you're able to say things out loud. This is one of the reasons why a person is supposed to say a bracha out loud. When he's eating a food or any other type of bracha, you should say it out loud. The reason being that it gives a person more kavanah. Of course, other people can answer amen, but this is not applicable in Shemoneh Esrei. But in fact, on Rosh Hashanah, people are knowing that they actually say the tefillahs a little bit louder than usual. Not too loud, but a little bit louder than usual. Now, that may annoy some people, but when they get annoyed, you just tell them it's okay. It's in Shulchan Aruch. You can actually daven your Shemoneh Esrei a little bit louder than usual. Here he says, Bekol Ram, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not too loud. But Bekol Ram, because of the fact that it gives you greater Kavana, and certainly Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Kavana is the name of the game. We want to be able to have Kavana in that scenario. We're going to take a look at a couple of lines from Oros HaTshuva over here and understanding certain aspects of Tshuva. It's important that we talk about the tshuva process, especially if we grew up with learning about tshuva. It became something that we don't want to hear, similar to like musar. Like, we don't want to hear musar. You know, it's like one of those things. And I think it's important that we recognize what it's about. So this is what he says. There's different levels of tshuva and different types of tshuva. But what he calls is sudden tshuva is an illuminating flash that a person, it enters a person's soul in a split second. So that means that a person recognizes all the evil that's in his life. This doesn't just refer to sin, but the environment that nurtures sin. He realizes that his friends have been dragging him to the dirt. He grows aware that places of entertainment that he likes to frequent are disgusting. Now, a lot of people, when they do their tshuva process, they're not at that point. They're not at that point like, okay, I realize this is what I got to do. But they still wish they could watch those movies. They still wish they could eat those foods. They don't see it as a disgusting thing. A person who has not experienced this illuminating flash can justify all of the questionable circumstances in his life, but once he has experienced that bolt of lightning, those justifications are meaningless to him. There's nothing to talk about. He realizes that he's got to shift his entire life. He knows the absolute truth. His eyes have been opened, and as he looks back at his life, he sees all of it in an ugly form. He might not yet be ready to change, but at least he now knows what the ultimate truth is all about. He doesn't require explanations or someone to prove to him anything. In fact, he has total clarity of what's all about. This is what we call the sudden tshuva process, as we discussed on Shabbos as well. Tshuva is not something that's going to happen overnight. It's going to be something that takes time, and it's being put on the right derech. Sometimes this happens in marriage to one partner, but not to the other. That oftentimes causes sadness or hardships. For instance, a husband gains a sudden insight and consequently wants his wife to cover her hair, to do everything else. Furthermore, the intensity of his experience makes him impatient. She, on the other hand, cannot understand this sudden change that he wants to implement. He cannot assure her that she will undergo the same transformation that he has, and she does not even want to do so. She is content with her current way of life, but he dismisses her objections as trivial, and when she refuses to change, he resents her terribly. So, why? Because this is a tshuva that most people don't actually experience. This level of sudden tshuva is unique. And when you wonder, like, what Kool-Aid is this guy drinking, or what is she drinking, you're like, where'd that happen from? Not everyone's going to have that tshuva. A person who does have that tshuva needs to recognize that other people around them are not going to go through that experience, and therefore they need to be able to take things slowly in that scenario. This tshuva results from an inner spiritual manifestation that might have to do with an ancestor from 200 years ago who was killed in being Mekadesh Hashem, sanctifying God's name, or maybe do some other factor that you don't even know about. The key is it's a flash of light. It's a flash that comes over a person. But you need to be able to have the sensitivity that not everybody else does it. You see people that have these flashes that they come over and say, how could you do this? How could you do that? How could you eat that? Why would you even think about that? And you're like, yo, chill out. Like, ease up. The answer is, you had the flash. They didn't actually have that flash. But then there's a concept called the gradual tshuva. There's no great flash. It's not piercing to the depths of a person's heart. It's not transforming him. There's no sudden thing that illuminates a person, but rather it's a subtle feeling. They have a general sense that the things are not right. They have a feeling that he must gradually improve the path of their lives, and you still possess your desires. You want to eat those things. You want to watch those things. You want to do all those things. In the case of a gradual tshuva, a person continues to feel connected to his previous behavior. He's not disgusted with who he was, but he recognizes that he has to want something better. He has to try to improve. Slowly but surely, this person conquers the pathways of righteousness. He attains an upright, good, and healthy life. The process is slow, and he needs to be patient. This is more in the nature of guerrilla warfare than an assault on Normandy Beach. It's slow, but a steady process. So that's what a person needs to know for himself, which type of tshuva they're actually going on a path of. Not many people have this sudden tshuva. Most of us go through a gradual tshuva. You have to change in the way you react to things. You have to do things in a measured and scientific way, which means you can't just take upon yourself to do everything. I'm religious now. It doesn't work that way. You have to learn properly how to learn, how to daven, how to do these things, how to control your temper, how to control different things that a person does. It's got to be done slowly, and a person has to be able to do that. A person who experiences sudden tshuva is overwhelmed by a great spirit, cannot understand how other people can't follow his path. Gradual tshuva is a life of struggle, but ultimately a person engaged in the struggle reaches a place of refinement and repair. And that's what a person should know for themselves, that the tshuva process for most of us is a refined process that takes a little bit of time, or a lot of time. As we said over Shabbos, could take you 20, could take you 80 years to be able to figure this out. We should all be zochah to get to that level of either level of tshuva.